Surrey News. I'm John Scott. Recovery efforts have resumed for the six construction workers who are now presumed dead after a cargo ship hit a pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing the structure to collapse. The ship lost its steering capability before it hit the pillar around 1:30 a.m. local time. Maryland Governor Wes Moore asked about the possibility of criminal charges against the ship and says nothing is being ruled out at this time.
It's still too early in the investigation to rule anything in or out, but we know the investigation, wherever it leads, that we will follow wherever the investigation leads.
After receiving the ship's mayday call, police had about 90 seconds to stop traffic before that bridge fell. Also at SRNNews.com, conservative Supreme Court justices were among those asking skeptical questions in Tuesday's abortion pill case. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During nearly 90 minutes of argument, Supreme Court justices raised questions about the legal right of pro-life challengers to bring the case. Abortion opponents asked the court to force the FDA to reinstate its abandoned safety measures regarding the chemical drug mifepristone. But even conservative justices Barrett, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh posed skeptical questions. Meanwhile, the Biden administration's top Supreme Court lawyer said the court should dismiss the case. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Attorneys for Hunter Biden expected in court in Los Angeles, where he's accused in what prosecutors call a four-year scheme to avoid paying $1.4 million in taxes while living an extravagant lifestyle. President Biden's son has pleaded not guilty to the 9 felony and misdemeanor tax offenses. His attorneys are asking the judge to dismiss the case. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 237 points, the Nasdaq adding 19. This is SRN News. A religious battle is developing in Australia.
Lawmakers there are considering a recommendation by the country's Law Reform Commission that religious schools no longer be exempt from the Sex Discrimination Act. If the exemption were nullified, Christian schools would have to hire LGBT people and allow transgender students to live as the opposite sex in class. The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says the recommendation is, quote, a direct attack on faith and freedom of belief. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports that police in Anhui Province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second such assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. It's officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party now in the midst of a new crackdown on believers in that country. This is SRN News. Shares of Donald Trump's social media company rose about 16% in the first day of trading. Bob Agnew reports.
The winning session boosted the value of Donald Trump's large stake in the company, as well as that of smaller investors, many of whom purchased shares as a show of support for the former president. Trump holds a nearly 60% stake in Trump Media and Technology Group. Based on Tuesday's closing stock price, the company, which runs the social media platform Truth Social, is worth about $4.6 billion. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Famed American artist Richard Serra has died at his home in Long Island, New York. The San Francisco native was 85 years old. His lawyers say the artist died from pneumonia. The NCAA tournament could be heading toward expansion. The tournament field is currently set at 68, but that number could be bumped to 72 or 76 schools in the coming years. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.